imposter syndrome.
Welcome to the old... Welcome to Old Dog, New Tricks. I'm your host, Evelyn Dubois, and I meet with a young person in society every week to learn a little bit about what it is the young folks are doing. Today I've got 17-year-old Aiden, local boy, newspaper boy. He comes by my house every day with my newspaper, my New York Times, and I thank him, and I say, want to be on my podcast, and every day he's gone before I can finish the sentence. But the other day I got it out, want to be on my podcast, and I think he was sick that day, so he was running a little bit slow, so he couldn't get away before I could finish, and he said, well, I've always wanted to be viral, I want to be famous, internet famous, so... He said, yes, it will give me followers. So this is the episode with Aiden. I hope you enjoy it.
Wow. Whoa, this is what the inside of your house looks like?
This is not the whole picture, Aiden. This is just the booth.
Oh, this is a big booth. Wow. Whoa, tall. Ceiling.
Have you ever seen anything like it, Aiden?
No. I mean, like, in, like, friggin' movies and, like, you know. Like, in IG and stuff, but, like, never in the flesh, Ev? Can I call you Ev?
Well, oh, you can call me Ev, yes. And let's just slow it down a bit there,
no
buddy. And tell me, what is IG? What is that?
Can I sit down? Can I sit right here? Is that fine?
Yes, you're good where you are. You're perfectly, I can hear you through they call these the cans.
Call what the what?
These headphones you're wearing, yeah, that I'm also wearing,
huge,
where we hear each other.
Yeah, I'm used to ones that go just in my tiny holes.
Yeah, yes. Indeed, little boy.
Okay.
Young man.
17 going on 18, even, so.
Oh, well, have you ever seen The Sound of Music?
Whoa, that is a crazy... Have I ever seen The Sound of Music? I mean...
It's a film. It's a film about Nazis.
Huh?
Oh goodness, we've got
Last movie I saw was Tenet, and I actually got it right away.
Well,
I kind of called it even in the middle of it. I was like, oh, I know where this is going. They're going backwards and forwards.
Is that about renters' rights, squatters' rights?
No. It's about sort of space and time. It's a Nolan flick, which, like, you know, I don't usually like love, right? Like, but he was really. I saw it in the theater. He was really kind of adamant about people going to the theater to see it, and while I don't like all of his films, I do like some of them, so I was like, all right, Mr. Nolan, no problem.
Well, welcome to my show. I'm Evelyn.
I'm Aiden.
And we are on, this is Old Dog, New Tricks, and I just like to sit down with you and hear about your life, and maybe some of mine might slip into the conversation.
Whoa.
As well.
I mean, I do certainly have questions for you, but thank you for having me on. As you said, I'm, you know, kind of your run-of-the-mill paper boy, still a job that exists, which is wild, because it's like, looking at the paper itself, it's like, what the heck is even... How do you even read? Like, I can't even read, you know, anymore. So, like, it's wild to be, like, delivering the printed word to, like, my neighbors and all that, you know.
Is this your first job, this paperboy route?
No, I've had other jobs before.
What? Well, yeah, tell me about your other jobs, Aiden.
All right. So, for a while, I was, I worked for my dad's company, but I'm not really allowed to talk about that. But I can say that I worked for a company owned by my father, but I'm not allowed to say what it is, who he is, you know, any of that. And then I was, you know, those Improv Everywhere demonstrations, flash mob demonstrations, you know?
No, tell me about that.
Of course you don't. It's the whole show. Well, it's this thing, like, say you're on the train. Do you ever take the train?
Oh, no, I mostly just stay home, especially with the at-home orders we've been under.
Of course.
This
was before that, obviously, but yeah.
Stay safe and healthy.
Yeah, well, that's really good. You look, I mean, You look old, but you look, I would think, very healthy. And that's just me.
It's the fiber. It's the Metamucil.
Ugh, I don't know what that is. But so these flash mob things, it's like someone would be in like a normal public place, like let's say a public park. Like, don't you like to, like you feed like feeding the squirrels or the birds? Like, that's something you kind of get, right?
I walk my dog Ronald Weasley to the park every afternoon. So I'm at the park. I'm with you.
I don't get that. Is that named after somebody?
Oh, my dog Ronald Weasley?
Yeah.
No, well, my uncle, yeah.
Oh, are you? Oh, whoa, all right. So yeah, let's say you're sitting on the bench or, you know, in a public place, and then all of a sudden, Ev, people in the park that you thought were just like being other regular, regular people, like eating a hot dog or like, you know, like tying their shoe or even, or
maybe walking their dog, Ronald Weasley.
Yeah, specific, but yeah, but you're still you. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Well, there could be someone else walking their dog also named Ronald Weasley.
That, you know what, Evelyn? I mean, you never cease to amaze me, and I've known you for about 4.5 minutes. But here's what happens is, the people around you, you know, in the park or whatever, they start like dancing, doing these crazy moves all at the same time, and you're like looking around at your dog, Ronald, whatever it is, and you're like, what the heck? And they do a full choreographed performance, even of a.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm sure you would. I mean, look, maybe. I mean, I don't know about. Like, I've heard the term "make a wish," but I don't. I think that's for younger kids. But like, if you have, since you're sort of, I don't know how old you are, but like, if there's a bucket list that you do have, maybe this could be something that you're, that you.
I'm 82, and I do have a bucket list, but I'm a little too old for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
And your bucket list is, just so I'm making sure, it's not a list of different kinds of buckets that you want or need. It's a list of things you want to do before you die, or no?
Well, that's my pail list. I do have a
pails
list
in
of
comparison.
Pails.
Yeah.
Yes, garbage pail, children.
Okay.
You know.
Nope.
Yeah. Do you know? Did you ever have Cabbage Patch kids?
Oh, me? No. But like all my you know, girlfriends and stuff in you know, pre-K and elementary school, like definitely did. But I was like, no, no way. Like,
no,
PU
no dolls
stinks.
For you.
Yeah.
No dolls. Okay. Well, Aiden, what did you play with as a boy?
Besides myself, I'm kidding, Ev. Ev.
You made me choke on my iced
don't
tea.
Oh my God, please don't choke. Do I need to like sign something in case you like croak during this?
Well, that's a great idea that I might put on my bucket and my pail list for later.
I noticed you do
done.
Have a lot of, is the booth have a lot of leaks? Like, why are there so many sort of buckets or pails around with small amounts of water in each of them?
I do need a patch job on the roof. Have you ever had any hardware construction kind of jobs?
Yeah, I mean, after I did Improv Everywhere, I moved straight to construction.
Perfect. Well, I'd love to have you over again for maybe a more fruitful endeavor where I'd pay you and you could patch
Whoa.
Up my roof.
Oh, thank you. I would happily patch up your roof, Evelyn. Whoa.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well,
all right.
I will write down to get a form in case any of my guests
I don't
are
know.
Here when I die. Oh. And I will get we'll schedule you to come fix the roof. That's
knock on
the
wood,
list I've got.
Knock on wood, you stick around or whatever, knock on whatever this is. Soft wooden chair leg.
It's a particle board.
I'm surprised it's holding me up. I mean, like, I'm not like a big dude, but like I'm also not like that small. Like, I'm actually like super normal size for my age. So like, I'm surprised that this, you know, dang ass chair is holding me up.
Well, never underestimate good construction and hard labor.
Don't I know
so
it.
So Aiden,
yeah.
Tell me, what is everyone at school talking about these days? What are the hot topics?
Well, that's interesting you ask, and I suppose I could have anticipated it. But you asked earlier too, like, what is IG, which I think is like a very interesting question, because it obviously stands for Instagram.
It's not obvious for me.
Okay, no problem. And it does stand, but it stands for Instagram. Do you know Instagram? Evelyn, do you know Instagram?
I do know. I actually do know Instagram. Whoa. It's a photography application.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, in so many words, absolutely. Are you on? Can I even, like, not that I would want to after this, but, like, could I follow you on Instagram even? Or do you just like to observe?
Well, Layden, let me ask you this. Are you interested in Instagram? Is that something you're passionate about?
I like it. Like, I'm 17, so I'm like, I'm old as heck. So, like, I actually grew up when, like, I... Instagram got introduced when I was, you know, like a young kid, I think.
So you're not necessarily interested, but it is part of
it. It's part of it, right. But like now, it's so interesting because like even now, I'm only a freaking kid even, or, you know, young adult, but all of this other stuff is happening and I'm like, what happened to, you know, Vine?
Oh, well, let's not go there.
You know
I'm
what
very
Vine
sensitive
is.
About Vine. Yeah. Oh,
you
yes,
had a big.
I...
You had a big. That's how I know. Vine, that's how I know who you
Vine
are.
Vine was my life. Yeah. Vine was my life.
And you did an accidental.
R.I.P.
You did an accidental toilet Vine.
Well, you know, Aiden, I'll give you the exclusive here. It wasn't so accidental.
Whoa!
But here's what I want to say.
It looks like an accident.
In this IG, if you're interested, I mean, part of it was an accident, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
But I would love to have you help me set up an Instagram at some point.
Oh, yeah.
On the show or otherwise. But I guess my question is, you know, who would I be on Instagram? What is my brand? What do I read?
Your
to
handle.
You?
Like, what even could your absolute, your yeet handle... What would the...
Bless you.
Oh, thanks. I mean, what would, like, the super, like, lit fleek handle be for you, one Ev? What's your last name, Ev?
Dubois. It's French.
Okay. I learned about that in school. Pass. Meaning pass the class.
Oh, good. You passed. All right.
You'd probably be, like, let's say... What I think is really cool is if you... And, like, this is just me, but, like, let's do away with these numbers... You know?
What do you mean?
So a lot of Instagram handles will have, like, numbers at the end, like Michael Jackson 420. Which, of course, is my handle.
Michael Jackson 420.
Michael_Jackson_420. Yeah, and, like, that is cool.
Well, I mean,
that says something.
Hot take from Dubois, let's get rid of these underscores.
No, but you need the...
Jeez.
You need the underscores for the algorithm. Otherwise, it's just Michael Jackson 420. Like, otherwise, there's no way to know. You need the underscores. I actually am a big fan of underscores. So if we could maybe make your handle multiple, like a lot of different words with a bunch of underscores, I think that will make you really stick out.
What if it's Evelyn Dubois?
Let me get out my pad. Hold on. Let me get my pad so I can write this down. Hold on. Continue.
Your pad?
Yeah, my iPad Swish.
Oh, okay. Is that from Nike?
Yeah, it's Nike-sponsored iPad Mini, of course, but pretend like I'm not even here, Evelyn. What were you going to say? I'm
not going to pretend like you're not here.
Don't do that. That'll be a little scary.
You're my guest. You're an honored guest.
I know. I couldn't leave if I wanted to. I'm kidding, of course, but what would your headline be? I mean...
I'm thinking something I'd like to incorporate. So last week, listeners, you remember we talked to Rachel, my grocer, my bagger. She taught me the term FKA stands for formerly known as.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's old news to me, but like that is absolutely, that's an old term for sure.
I'd like to incorporate my Vine fame and my handle from Vine was Evelyn, inspired by Duran Duran, really. And I would like to kind of
that's
incorporate
not...
that.
I didn't know that's FKA. Where it came from. Okay, FKA.
Evelyn.
Right. And, like, obviously, FKA Twigs.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't even know that. Okay, so if it was, like, F. Okay, how about this, Ev? Ev. So, okay. What if...
FKA.
What if FKA. Ev underscore K-A. Evka.
And what is this Twigs? Can we put that?
And we can put Twigs at the end. So it's...
FKA Twigs?
That's pretty, I mean, FKA Twigs has like actually a really nice ring to it now that I'm thinking about it. That's an option. Can we just say that's an option? Let me see if it's taken really quick. Let me just
look. And what do you think my photo should look like? I mean, I could tell taken. You about my... What?
The handle is not taken by anyone else, so it's free range if you want to use that particular one.
Oh, perfect.
But you asked what about your photograph?
Well, I know most of these online application accounts, you have to have some kind of, you know, profile photograph, an avatar.
Whoa.
How do you see me? How should I, you know... Should it be just like a Vine?
Well, no.
Vine image?
No. We got to separate. We got to absolutely separate from the times and move on from Vine. And I know that's hard for you especially, because that's how you did kind of get your foot in the internet door, as it were. But we got to go do something totally different. Do you have any like pictures that are like you?
Yes.
Okay. That's a really good start.
I have a lot.
Okay, that's good.
So I have plenty. I've had many lovers over the years, and they've all taken photos of me in many of my forms.
Okay, that's interesting, Okay, let me just kind of talk you through a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the market, right? Because you're a single. You're a widow, a single woman at the moment. Is that right?
You can say widow. I'm a widow. Is that my brand?
No. No, I think you want to differentiate yourself from that idea. So you want to do something that says like, "Hey, I'm old as skunk, but I'm absolutely gonna. I want to get out there and like look at what I have to offer." Like you want to make sure people know that you are on the table, as so to speak. You see,
am I on the table?
I don't know. Are you actively looking for a friggin' partner?
Well, I do. I do have a Hinge account, and that was
the app that's designed to be deleted.
Oh, that's clever.
I think that's their slogan.
And Aiden, let's turn it around on you a little.
Oh no.
What's your dating life like these days, young Aiden?
Ev, come on. You know, I mean. Gosh, so I'm still in, let's see, high school, of course.
Are you a junior or senior?
I just graduated, online, junior, graduate. So I'm going into...
Congratulations.
Congratulations. No. So I'm a rising senior, let's say.
Wait, no.
No.
You said you graduated.
No, I grad... Oh.
That, if you were a rising senior, you... You wouldn't have.
Okay, well, I didn't have to think I had to say this, but I graduated, but I have to go back again. Okay? If you gotta know, Ev.
So you've graduated, but you're a rising senior because you have to do a little, what, is summer school or?
No, I gotta do winter school. They need, because it's a winter sport. I didn't complete my winter sports.
In the winter, certificate. Do you have to do that? I mean, the winter just ended. You gotta wait.
I know, I missed it. I slept, man. I slept. I don't know. Like, I went to all my other classes and somehow just didn't even think about skiing or snowboarding or skating or any of the other cool-ass shit that everyone else does that I can't do. I kind of just skipped it, okay?
So you have to... Wow. Oh, wow. This is... I mean, now
you wanted
I feel
to know.
Like an old dog. This is not something I'm used to hearing about. You had to ski or snowboard for PE?
For final, yeah. For final PE initiation.
I mean, we do live in the mountains of Vermont, which we haven't mentioned.
No, but why would we need today? To? Like, people know, I assume. Maybe not.
Most of the listeners.
Is this your first time
local,
saying
but we yeah. get some. I've got, you know, I've got a little chart back here. It shows me people are listening from, and most of them are local, but we've got a few in Mongolia, a few in Canada.
It's a handwritten piece of graph paper, and you sort of shaded in certain boxes for where you think. Is it based on the people's reviews that you just assume where they're from?
Partly that, and partly some research I did on Hinge.
Oh yeah! Wow. Okay. I mean, I feel like we are just off to the races. We're covering so much stuff, but you did.
Wait.
I know.
No, don't try to take
so
it back.
So I feel like we can move
Aiden.
On. Probably from.
No, you.
Okay.
You were saying so. You've yet to really graduate, but my question was about the love interest, the romance. How are you doing in that department?
Yeah.
What's it like being a kid? A kid in love or a kid out of love these days?
I mean, I must say, it is out of love. I am recently I know.
Poo-poo.
I know, poo-poo. Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people are like, is it, how early is too early to have your heart broken in a million different pieces smattered on the ground? Like, people are like, well, you're in high school.
Age-wise?
Yeah.
Relationship lifelong.
No. Age. So, like, is 17 too young to, like, really have your heart broken? Like, surely there's other things. But, like, I gotta tell you, Ev, I feel... This happened at prom.
What happened?
I mean, I got my heart ripped out of my friggin' chest. You know, it's like, I'm sure you've been there. Like, I had a girl I was seeing. She was seeing a couple other guys. It was like that kind of thing. Like, you know, like she was kind of.
But you took her to prom?
Nope. We were at prom together. And she sort of took all five guys.
Burgers and fries.
Excuse me?
Huh?
She took all five guys of us into the bathroom, and she lined us up against the wall, kind of like a Usual Suspects, kind of like a, you know, the like a...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And she sort of like, paced around. Who's it gonna be? And I...
Women's or men's bathroom, not that it matters.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Is it this was the one with the changing table. So I don't know. You tell me. In the school.
The family
unit one, yeah. So she had us all in there.
Small space with six people.
Super small, and our changing table in our school is broken. So it's always kind of hanging out.
And, you know, I do think your school, PS129, is the only school with a changing table and family bathroom.
They had to because of statistics.
Also the only school to host prom at the school.
Well, the theme was school.
So you were dressed as what, a ruler? It was in a costume prom?
It was a costume prom. I was dressed as a compass. And, you know, a protractor?
With a pencil.
Yeah. Absolutely. I had my little pencil
Were you the metal part or the pencil?
I had paper mache'd the whole thing, and then my arm was like was the pencil, and I could kind of go all the angles, which some people didn't love.
And I'm sure that was hard to fit in that little bathroom with the other four guys.
Well, because they were all bigger than, you know, bigger dudes, so they were dressed as, you know, basketball.
Football
dumbbell. One guy was dressed as a jockstrap, which actually he's really did a really good job. I was like, what the heck? I was like, oh, of course that's a jockstrap. Makes perfect sense.
Well, who'd she pick, Aiden?
Do you want to get? I mean, first of all, you should know that I was eliminated first. She did eliminations. She grabbed me by the pencil.
Arm, your arm.
My pencil arm. And she said, number two, I don't think so. And she threw me into the stall. And shut me. And I couldn't get up.
There was a stall in the family bathroom?
You need some privacy. Even your own family, you need privacy. So there's a stall, a changing table, and six people.
Dressed as wild school subject
materials. Mm-hmm. And I was eliminated first.
And I bet that was... I'm sorry to interrupt, but I bet that was a little sensitive for you to be surrounded by sports... objects when the reason you haven't graduated is because of
winter sports. And luckily no one was dressed as like a friggin' ski or other. Thank goodness. Thank friggin' God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I had my, you know, head in the toilet, costume sticking up, my legs were in the air, peeking out over the stall. And what was weird about the whole thing was that she eliminated me, but then picked her favorite without eliminating other people first. So I think she just wanted to get me sort of like out of the conversation, you know? So she picked the jockstrap, and that was tough. You know, it was just tough. It was tough. Yeah. So I kind of had to wait till the... Embarrassing, but I had to wait till the prom was over when the custodial staff sort of was doing their final rounds. I, you know, obviously waited for them to open up the door and be like, okay, like, who is this... They did say, who is this protractor? So I was like, oh, okay, at least you get it.
I'm so sorry to hear about
this.
Yeah,
no, this was last week. It's okay. I'm kind of pretty much over it. I'm just like back to doing my, you know, totally normal thing, you know? Yeah.
I'm going to take you away from that because your future is bright. What is your normal thing? What do you enjoy doing? What are you doing these days that you love?
Wow. Good question. Good question. Good question. I mean, I do a lot of gaming. You know, I think a lot of kids my age, you know.
I really appreciate you coming out to me about that.
No, I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out. No. That's not what I said. I said gaming.
What now?
Online video gaming. First person player?
I'm online straighting with men my age. You can game with your online.
Dang it. That's what I'm saying, Ev. I'm saying I play online games, you know.
Oh, like Parcheesi.
Yeah, it kind of. But it's more like, you know, first-person shooter games or like live-action role-playing online. You know, absolute swag shit. You wouldn't even know what's popular right now. Like, if I said the main game, that everyone is playing, you wouldn't even know. Like,
well, this is old dog, new tricks. I want to learn. Right. I want to learn. Tell me what you're playing, and please tell me what it means, because none of this so far has reached me at all.
You're not gonna like this game. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Hit me with your best shot, buddy.
It's called Skin Tight Astronauts.
I've played this. It's Among Us. I've played this.
Yeah. Wait.
Among Us.
Well, sure, but my friends and I, or my community and I, call it Skin Tight Astronauts because Among Us is a dink ass name.
Oh, your community. So
yeah. My online brothers and sisters. I have a really great deal of support from anonymous people who I believe are absolutely also my age.
You're not into that anonymous, that Q thing, are you?
Whoa, no. Again, I can't, like I said before with my dad's business, I can't talk about any of that stuff.
Well, you keep your mouth shut then, because I don't want any of that on this podcast.
Do you know what this is? Zip. my lips are sealed. Zip. Lock away the key, right?
I do know what that gesture means, yes.
Just like, my lips.
Well, there's a difference between zipping your lips and, well, what you seem to be doing is dragging your hand in a knife-like form over your neck.
Can't talk about that stuff.
So you've got a community online of these gamers.
Yeah, we're up there in space, we're skin tight, and we're kind of, you know, figuring out what it means to live and love in zero gravity.
That sounds like a film I'd watch.
No, what's your... Oh, wow. This is, I bet, a really good one. Evelyn, what is your, favorite movie?
Oh.
Careful. Don't fall off the chair. Careful. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Gene Kelly, the love of my life and Singing in the Rain. You seen it?
No, I have not. I'm going to be honest with you, Ev. I have not seen it. It sounds, I mean, what do they do? Like, what? They're what? In the what?
All right, I'll tell you about it. This is going to, so to speak, blow your mind.
Whoa, okay. I'm ready to be, ready to be blown. Just tell me about it. Yeah, what is it?
It's about movies, films before they even
had
sound.
That's some Christopher Nolan Inception shit. It's a movie about movies. Now you're speaking my friggin' language.
Wonderful. It's about three actors, and they're in movies. And then all of a sudden,
I maybe spoke too soon.
The movies, they didn't have sound before. Did you know this, Aiden? They used to just show kind of the action, and there would be, what are they called?
Title cards?
Yeah.
Just a guess.
Yeah,
not really.
It would
say
the what they were thinking or saying in text below the action, or sometimes in their own moment on the screen. Aiden, wake up.
I've never heard of this. You are blowing my mind. Okay, so this is a silent... This movie has no sound, but it's called Singing in the Rain.
Exactly. And then what happened in it's true in history. I mean, they started adding sound, and the most famous actress at the time had a horrible voice. You couldn't even listen to it. It was so horrible. It wasn't resonant, I guess. It wasn't beautiful.
Like
it
Demi Lovato? Like...
Who?
Demi Lovato?
Does she have a terrible
no,
voice?
No. Well, no, I guess, but she was that kind of person. I'm just kind of trying to connect the kind of type of, like, who I could associate as this kind of person. It doesn't matter. She had a terrible voice.
Imagine, you know, some IG model, and they put her in a movie for once, and turns out her voice is not what you were expecting.
It's really bad. Can you give me a, do you have, like, a little, like, can you do, like, an impression? Like, what did she sound like?
Oh, she sounded squeaky and just kind of like a bad egg, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, so it's her.
Well, so Gene Kelly is a beautiful dancer and singer, and he's kind of the male
counterpart. He's the man part.
He finds a friend. He meets a lady, a beautiful lady, Debbie Reynolds.
Okay.
You ever heard of Debbie?
Like Little Debbie, like the cakes that my mom...
Oh, my God. Well, they look a little alike, actually.
Okay. I mean, go to fool me.
This woman, he falls in love with her, and wow. He has real talent. He can sing and dance, and so can she. And she's, you know, a newcomer to Hollywood, and he gets her voice on the track. And so they show the famous old lady, older actress that
she's
used
old
to
in
be
the
famous.
Movie?
No, she just was from the past.
Evelyn, I don't,
from
the past? Evelyn, I don't understand this at all. Okay. So let me just recap here. So the woman time travels to a silent, from a silent era to the talking era, and she meets a beautiful man who can dance and sing, but she's really old. Do I have it?
You gotta watch the movie.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Where can
at
I stream
all.
It? Where can I stream it?
I will tell you this. Look, Aiden, stop laughing and smirking.
I'm
gonna help you out.
I'm
You're
not.
Gonna watch it. You just gotta be patient here, son.
All right.
I've got it. Mom? I own it. I own it. And then my Criterion collection, I'll give you my password.
That I've heard of. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So now you know, see, a lot of people, Evelyn, it's funny you say that because a lot of kids were all about security sharing. We're all about... Give me your passwords. Like the idea of a utopia to us is like everybody has everybody else's passwords. Banks, email, phone codes. Everyone is on the same page. Security still, but it's shared security.
That's your utopia, you say?
I think everyone will get along a little bit better if everyone just has access to everyone else's stuff rather than, you know, like the big money. Taking everything and you know, monitoring our privacy and our security, our ins and outs.
Right. If I understand, if you make everything public, there's no value to it.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it's just like free sharing, free trade, fair trade. That's what really it is.
Organic.
No. What were we talking about? No, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, Singing in the Rain. All right, maybe I'll watch it if I can find it on a... If I can friggin' stream it.
I'll warn you, though, and you know, Evelyn Dubois' hot take. It's long, and there are a few ballet numbers that you can really just skip right over, Aiden, let me tell you.
It's how long?
It's all over 2 hours.
I'm used to, like, 30-second... shows. Like even a minute is long these days, Evelyn. 2 hours of time, real time?
I assume it's real. I think it's real time.
Oh man. All right. I mean, look, I got to cancel my plans, I guess, for like a week or something, but look, if you're recommending it, I think I'll watch.
Well, I you know, Aiden, I've been enjoying our conversation here, and
me too.
I feel like I've learned a lot. Have you taken anything valuable away from our conversation?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, can I be fully honest about this?
I would appreciate it.
I have never met a person as old as you are. So
how old are your grandparents, buddy?
They're in their 60s.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I know. And so to see you like in the, pardon my French, but in the flesh and blood, like to see you like doing this, don't let go of me. Don't pinch my cheek. Don't pinch your cheek and then pinch my cheek. We're not.
Okay.
To see you, you know, doing your thing and not being dead and being alive and doing the show, I think is, it kind of really gave me a lot of insight as to like, I'm still a young buck.
You're so young, Aiden. I have a philosophy I like to impart with my young guests.
Guests?
I love that you mentioned my age and that I'm still, you know, not dead.
You're not!
And I think of life as a blessing. Whoa. And every day...
Bless you.
I thank you, Gesundheit. I wake up and I think, oh, I'm awake again. What a blessing.
Yeah.
I get to learn today. I get to become better and move forward with the world. And it's tough, but
It's impressive.
I saw my friends decaying and rotting away, and I said, that's not gonna be me.
No, and gosh, you never know with modern science. Don't even get me started on modern medicine, modern science, but like you could very well be around to be around for a lot longer. You never know.
No, I'm in tip-top shape. I drink a kombucha with a pill of turmeric every morning, and I've yet to be sick in 20 years.
Whoa, so you didn't, the pandemic, nothing about this affected you at all?
No, and I even went to the RNC super spreader event, and I didn't get sick. I don't think it's real.
Wait, you went? Were you invited to the RNC super? Like, what? How did you get? This is huge. Because like my classmates and I, or you know, peers and I, are absolutely zoned in on political politics. But you were there at the thing. Was it as a joke?
Oh no, Aiden. I like to improve, and I think we can only make America great again. No.
You should have maybe made this a little bit more clear, but like I don't know about that. Like I don't know if I can see eye to eye, ear to ear on this, Evelyn.
What do you mean, bud?
I mean I don't know that
Do you want a butterscotch?
All right. I mean, I'll take a butterscotch.
Enjoy that. All right. This has been Evelyn Dubois, Old Dog, New Tricks.
Strong.
And Aiden's going to enjoy that.
It's hot.
He's going to go home.
You got to open a window or something. It's hot in here, Mrs. A.
No, don't spit it out.
Okay. You want me to finish it before I go?
Oh, you like it.
Okay.
I'll see you next week. Aiden? Aiden? Come back here.
Thank you for listening. That was Old Dog, New Tricks with Evelyn Dubois.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show, hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. Also, if you get a chance, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Please. And just follow us also on Twitter at Max and Natalie, and Instagram even at Max and Natalie Comedy.
Also, we have merch now.
Whoa!
I have blindsided you.
An Audible is being called. We do have some absolute merch available at tpublic.com/imposter syndrome.
Something like that.
Figure it out. You're savvy.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.